Hey, Miss Willis is an 85-year-old woman that lives at home with her son, Kenny. Patient has a caretaker that stays with her during the day. She has suffers from Alzheimer's dementia and hypertension, period. She used to own her own business. She used to work with the social services to help poor people. Also work with a bunch of different doctors in the past, period. New paragraph, patient is able to ambulate in the apartment, but she's quite at a high risk of fall. She gets very angry. She gets agitated. During the interview, she lashed out a few times, asking, why are you asking me these questions, and starts screaming, period. She suffers from COPD, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and has a stent in place in her right side of her heart, period. Patient also was told that she needs a pacemaker, but her son decided that she's too old and too weak to have a pacemaker, and for this reason, he has asked hospice and palliative services to get involved in her care. Allergy none medication. She takes valsartan 160 milligrams once a day, Aricept 10 milligrams a day, but a lot of times she refuses to take her medication. Review of system, confusion, change in decreased mentation. Her weight's down 50 pounds per caregiver, not eating, anxious, screaming at times, difficulty with sleeping, agitation, sundowner syndrome, bowel and bladder incontinency, ADL dependency, weakness, and debilitation, period. Family history, mom and dad all died of old age, period. Patient is only oriented to person. She doesn't know what the year this is and who the president is or where she is at this time. She hasn't. She doesn't get out of the house very often, of course, and she hasn't driven for some time. COVID, for years. COVID immunization, none. Also on review of system, patient has had some leg swelling on the right side and some redness and heat. The son took her to the doctor. They want to do some blood work before they gave her any antibiotics, but it's becoming very difficult to her get her to the doctor, and he's not planning on taking her back for any follow-up, period. Allergy none, did I say that? On the medication, also put down albuterol inhaler, which she doesn't use on a regular basis. 148 over 88, 81, 98%, 18. That's the vitals. Heart positive, small positive to lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with any lesion. Patient does have slightly red right lower extremity. There's no evidence of DVT. There's also trace edema. There's also edema present, 1+ on the right side as opposed to the left side. Assessment, 85-year-old woman with end-stage dementia, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, decreased mentation, only oriented to person now, has developed a right slightly swollen, red, inflamed right calf, not consistent with DVT, most likely cellulitis. Patient had some blood work done to check her white count per her son, but she's not able to return to get the results. She would benefit from a few days of antibiotic therapy and elevation of the leg, period. New paragraph, she's also only oriented to person. She has a heavy history of smoking abuse and ATOH abuse in the past, but not for some time, period. She has a stent in place, has history of coronary artery disease with six sinus syndrome. The son has decided against pacemaker insertion at this time, period. She uses albuterol inhaler when she wants to, but most of the time she's refusing her medication, period. She's also on Aricept, which she stopped taking at this time, period. Has had significant weight loss and consistent with her Alzheimer's dementia, period. She's still able to get out of bed, but she's at a high risk of fall. She's belligerent. She gets angry very quickly and becomes quite upset and starts yelling at whoever's present. patient's care was discussed with her son as well. Thank you.